Good morning. I am Ray Dunaway, Jim Vicevich, in at 9:05 this morning, and it's our pleasure. And I think we talked to him right after he took the job, but he's here now and already going to work. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the new head of the UConn, actually a vice president for health affairs at the UConn Health Center, also the dean of the medical school at the University of Connecticut, is Dr. Frank Torti, and both he and his wife pretty well accomplished in your fields. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
By the way, it's Ray, but that's okay. We're getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. I do want to mention your wife also. I guess she's going to be at the health center, and she's – well, here's her curriculum vitae, so to speak, molecular, microbial, and structural biology and molecular medicine. So I imagine you have some pretty fascinating discussions at dinner.
We do. One of the things we've always laughed about but also enjoyed is and actually taught our children is the pleasure of thinking about problems and solving them. We're both cancer researchers and that has motivated us all our lives, and we're very proud of it.
Dr. Torti comes to us from Wake Forest. I believe he went to Harvard Medical School, also have a Master's of Public Health, I think, from that school.
That's right.
And Johns Hopkins, I believe, is where you did your undergraduate. That's where you went. Let's talk for a moment about, let's talk about some of those challenges that you're facing. This is a very transitional time in medicine, is it not?
It is. This is one of medicine's great moments or great opportunities. The human genome has been sequenced. We know the genetic basis of many diseases, but we don't yet know how to use that genetic information to actually attack or treat many of the common diseases of mankind. But at least we have a pathway as to how to approach those problems now that we didn't have just a few years ago. So it's a new game, and we really look forward to making some of these major breakthroughs at the UConn Health Center.
Does the then collaboration, let's say, with Jackson Labs and Bioscience Connecticut, just that kind of that umbrella, does that then, this sounds to me as if this leads to where you think we're going?
Absolutely. The facilitation that Bioscience Connecticut and then the connection with the engagement of the Jackson Labs really gives us an opportunity to do great things in Connecticut, to collaborate with all the institutions, the hospitals, Yale, and others, to really tackle some big problems and hopefully get some big solutions. We're ready to do it. We're ready to go.
And yet at the same time, because there's and of course you're going to have an incoming class. They may be there already. Right? I know they will be there shortly. When you have young, would-be doctors, going through their training and then, of course, internships and residencies and all that, how do you get them? One of the big crises we're facing here is, certainly when it comes to technological and scientific advancement, we're doing very well. It's in the day-to-day practice of medicine, and I think it's sometimes hard to talk students into doing that.
Well, our students have traditionally been completely engaged in the practice of medicine. What's wonderful about our students is so many of them stay after their training in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Bioscience Connecticut is going to do for us is it's going to allow us to increase our medical school's class size and our dental school class size
right.
by 30%. So more students, more educated doctors in Connecticut. Just wonderful.
Absolutely. And, the other question, of course, having a daughter who just went through medical school,
yep.
I can tell you, student loans are certainly an issue for her. I mean, it's an expensive process.
There's no question about that. It's one of the great problems of educating doctors now. And one of the things that we want to do, we're looking to philanthropy to help us sort of ease the burden, particularly of those people who otherwise couldn't go to medical school because they couldn't afford it, but are going to make contributions that are unique. And we want a diversified class from all backgrounds to come to UConn. And we all have to sort of chip in to make that happen. The state has done yeoman's work, but we as citizens have to help as well if we want the best doctors to come out of our educational system.
Well, regardless as to what happens with healthcare reform and where we go a year from now or whenever by 2014, I think you're going to play a key role in this. So if you wouldn't mind, we'd love to talk to you as this process goes forward.
Absolutely. I'd love to discuss it with you, Ray.
Dr. Torti, thank you.
You take care, Ray.
All right, sir.